This is a beautiful afternoon, Sunday, October 25th, and I have the great pleasure of sitting in the Biedermeier room of my old and dear friend, Miss Margaret Mallory, in Santa Barbara. This has been a memorable weekend, of which we're going to speak in a minute, but I want to make the formal preliminaries which go into these things. This is a recording for the Archives of American Art, a branch of the Smithsonian Institution, and this interview is one of a series of oral histories, which is a specialty of the Archives of American Art, providing a wonderful reservoir of information for the use of future scholars. Now, I said a moment ago that Miss Mallory, she didn't just jump at the chance, you might say, to be interviewed, and said she didn't know what to say. So I'll just say this. That's a lot of baloney, because she's one of the most articulate people I know. She is a terribly avid collector, of one of great catholicity and great taste, and she has been an integral figure in the art and musical life of Santa Barbara for I won't say how many years. Now, I want her to tell you what has been going on here this weekend. What am I doing here, Margaret?
You've talked me into this, but one of the reasons I'm willing to do it is I think the archives is one of the most interesting developments in American history of art, because it will record live many living artists today, and unfortunately those who've gone can only be talked about. And because you are one of my oldest friends, I've given in to the idea. But Tom, when you talk about collectors, I think I'm more of a pack rat than a collector. And I remember the first thing that ever came my way was when I was 18 years old, my family gave me a Chevrolet Roadster. And I took my mother to New Orleans. And when we came back, the Roadster had a rumble seat. There was a third passenger in the rumble seat. And it was a wooden Indian. And all wooden Indians that are female are Pocahontas. And it was terribly embarrassing at night, because in those days, which was in the 30s, there were no motels where you could park the car and watch it. You had to take the wooden Indian in with you. And the hotel keepers were not terribly happy about that. But I went with my wooden Indian right across America, and it's now sitting in the Mystic Seaport Museum, of which I'm a board member, in front of the tobacconist shop in Mystic, Connecticut. That's the first thing I ever acquired. And the second thing was an Armenian lady that I didn't acquire her, but she came to the door every summer from somewhere in Greenwich, Connecticut, where I was brought up, with a suitcase, and in it were lemons and laces and sometimes bits of china. And I collected then a tea set. Mother thought I was insane. It came from Le Hameau, the playhouse of Marie Antoinette, and you're sitting in the room with it right now. It really did belong to her. It's been authenticated, and it's in that wall niche over there.
Well, how fascinating, Margaret.
So it was really decorative arts kind of that caught my eye in the beginning. And I think the other thing, which means paintings, drawings, whatever, came because I was brought up near the Koskob artist. That was the next village to Greenwich. And the usher in my father's wedding was Gifford Beale, who was a great friend of ours.
He
was
not one of his works here, haven't you?
Yes, I have one of his. And he and his brother Reynolds Beale, his older brother, used to cruise with us on our boat. We used to go up the coast of Maine and down the inland waterways to Miami and the Key West. And Reynolds Beale, his older brother, was a marvelous watercolorist. I believe I have over 30 of his watercolors, which are the like a log. Instead of writing in a book every night, he would sketch the harbors, put the names of the books underneath. And because of my interest in Mystic, this is particularly of interest. Not only was it great watercolors, but many of these sailing vessels no longer exist. So he recorded types of ships that no longer are extant. And also, sometimes the owners' names are on them, and it is a marvelous record of a marvelous era in my life, which was my childhood. When I mentioned the Koskob artist, that was an interesting thing. There was a place called Holly House, which was a boarding house, and Miss Holly married Elmer McCrae, who was the secretary of the armory show. He was not the greatest artist, but he was a fairly good artist. And other artists used to come and spend the summers there, at least a month of the summer. Twachman lived in Greenwich.